As a lot of arrogant Americans are learning right now, there are many good reasons for Afghanistan's unofficial title as the Graveyard of Empires. It's no accident that Afghanistan is regarded as the place where empires go to die. And as of this week, it looks like the American Empire has become the latest declining megastate to be hosted by the Afghanis in this way. Now, for those who haven't yet heard the news, in the wake of President Biden's announcement to have troops out of the country by September 11th, the Taliban have been sweeping through the country and have secured almost a third of the provincial capitals just over the last week or so. The Taliban advance on the national capital of Kabul is moving so swiftly that most expect the city to fall within 90 days, and some experts believe it could take less than a month, which would make for an interesting 20th anniversary of 9/11 and would seem to make it difficult to celebrate the final withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. The U.S. is even, get this, asking the Taliban to spare the U.S. embassy in Kabul if there's a fight for the city. Let that sink in. The U.S. is asking the Taliban for mercy. The U.S. is begging the Taliban to be nice. If that's not the pathetic squeal of a dying empire, what is? After 20 years of war, 20 years, remember, war is peace, trillions of dollars spent, trillions, thousands of lives lost, and tens of thousands of injured soldiers, this is what the American Empire has netted. A lightning-fast collapse upon the announcement that they're going to be heading out, that they're getting troops out of there. That's what we got for 20 years, trillions of dollars, thousands of deaths, and tens of thousands of injuries. Surely this is yet another telltale sign of an empire's imminent demise. So what's the good news here? Where's the silver lining? Is there one? So glad you asked. The big, beautiful thing about something like this is that when empires fall, nations are freed, and Kingdom of God advances. That goes for the American Empire as much as it does any other empire that has collapsed in the past, whether they died on their way through Kabul or Afghanistan or not. As the Washington, D.C.-based anti-Christian construct that we labor under now finally collapses under the sheer weight of its own evil, as the elite abuser class that runs the D.C.-centered system completely runs it into the ground, the radical decentralization that will only then become possible will allow for regions, states, or even smaller groups to finally have the chance to break free and build something good. Something much more like what America has been pretending to be for a very, very long time. With the DC-centered empire dead, there will be no more federally run forever wars like the war in Afghanistan. No more federally enforced lockdowns, vaccine policies, or any of the other federally managed lunacy that is defining our dying culture right now. While some breakaway groups may indeed use their freedom, use their opportunity to choose even worse paths moving forward, think California and New York, others will have and will seize the opportunity to run back toward 1776. That's the sort of thing that can and very likely will happen when DC dies. Now, in that context, America joining the ranks of those buried in the graveyard of empires isn't such a bad thing after all. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, subscribe to the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.